proposer that's going to be speaking on this to raise their hand? Can I get the proposer that's going to be speaking on this? Cause is it you that's going to be speaking on this? I don't see anyone raising their hand. I'm going to give it one more time, and then we'll move on to the next proposal. Is the motion presenter for this proposal present? If so, please raise your hand now.
In the Sustainability Committee, right?
No, this is the ABC committee. It's conference related changes must be approved by the conference. It's presented by the ABC committee, and I thought it was COS that was presenting this. Okay, are Charlie or Joss, are either of you guys presenting this?
I would hope I don't, but I will say Marion, who would have been the normal presenter, is just not in attendance at this conference. Josh, are you able to? If not, I could probably, with a little bit of bar humming, could step in and explain what it's about.
Hearing no objection. Yeah, I think we shouldn't skip over this item because COS isn't here. I think if this is going to be given by ABC, there are multiple people from that committee here today who can pitch it. If I want,
someone willing to speak for the 5 minutes?
Wow. Can I finish my thought, please?
No, I'm asking a question. Can anyone speak for the 5 minutes regarding this presentation?
Yes, I can.
You can. Okay. Then
I'm happy to
perfect.
Pitch it.
You can speak. You can speak in for 5 minutes, so we'll put you on for 5 minutes. But I think for simplicity, we'll just have one person speaking for up to five minutes.
Okay. I mean, I know you and Marcus are chair, so you guys could do it as well if you wanted to. I'm happy to pitch hit, but there are multiple members from the committee here today who are able to present on this.
Josh, you just said you would present.
Yes, ma'am.
So we're gonna put 5 minutes on the schedule, and then you'll go ahead and present.
Can somebody give me a link to the presentation or pull it up from the agenda? Please give me a moment to pull up the agenda. Okay, let's see here. Oh. Okay. Almost there. Give me a moment.
Yeah, I'll give you a moment.
Okay, let's see here. What's motion? Okay. Background slides from the board. Okay, right. Okay. Share my screen here. Oops. Nope, wrong screen. Let's try that again.
And are you sharing the?
I'm about to
the slides, but those are slides from like last December. they're really not specific to this.
I'm sharing a motion that was linked in the agenda.
Oh, yeah.
Right? The agenda.
And then if we can put 5 minutes on the screen. And Josh, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Basically, the motion is any proposed changes to conference-related sections of the WSO Operating Policy and Procedures Manual, OPPM, must be approved by a motion of the conference and added to the OPPM. Such information is currently contained in the section entitled Annual Business Conference and Conference Business Meetings and in the appendix entitled ABC and CBM Voting Rules. So some background on this is that, and these are the slides which will pull up from the agenda, the board has already made a commitment to do this. And this relates, to not change conference-related portions of the OPPM without conference approval. However, the sustainability group, part of our study in sort of one of our recommendations was that this should actually be brought as a motion to the conference. So it's not just a board commitment, which could change with a future board, but actually a conference-approved motion, which is why this is being brought today. Happy to go into any more detail or try to answer some questions. This is the report from the prior meeting. Here's the board group conscience on there. Happy to answer any questions, et cetera. But I think that's the broad overview. Basically, conference policies that are in the OPPM would be under the governance, therefore, of the conference itself. Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for presenting at the last minute. Can I get a second from a delegate? Okay. I have TEL0341 Kelly seconds. And then we will now have discussion for 20 minutes. Oh, you're not seconding?
Well, I had my hand raised to speak to it. But I think somebody else had their hand up to second.
Okay, go ahead and lower your hands. If the person that would like to second this motion, please raise your hand. Okay, we have WEB381 Pamela is seconding the motion. Okay, we'll now lower hands again. And then this will be open now for 20 minutes of discussion. TEL0341 Kelly.
Thank you. I mean, I do think it's a good idea to get this sort of codified that it's a motion the conference approved. I do also think, though, it's a little limited in what it says. I mean, the ballot prep process, in other words, what happens in the ballot prep committee, has everything to do with the conference and the agendas. So that section would need to be included in this motion. And I think that sort of is very similar to the motion that passed at the conference already, that all ballot prep process changes would be have to be conference approved. But I think it needs to be in this particular motion also. And I also think that based on our kerfuffle about not having floor motions allowed at the CBMs, even though that motion passed, something also would need to be included about that here. I mean, I support the intent, the idea, though, with some changes. Thank you.
Thank you. Alrighty. And Marcus, did you have something?
Just a short point of information, just that neither of the co-chairs could speak on this, nor could the parliamentarian. Those are three main people on this committee. So we cannot do this presentation. Pass.
Thank you. Mary Beth, CA1040. Mary Beth, can you raise your hand again if you would like to speak? Thank you. If we can go ahead and unmute her. CA1040 Mary Beth, can we go ahead and unmute her? Okay.
You have to hit your own unmute button.
Yeah, Mary Beth, just so you know what you're looking for, you're looking for a
pop-up.
No,
it just came up. It wasn't there before. What was this? What number was this proposal on the, from the last conference? Was this 113? Remember the three that came up? There was like proposal 1, proposal 13. What was this numbered?
This was not a proposal.
Yeah.
Okay, so where did this proposal come from?
Yes, sorry, go ahead, Josh.
Thank you. So this came, so recall, Mary Beth, in your mind, the board had made a commitment to not change the conflict-related portion of the OPPM. Subsequently, in the sustainability study, we kind of said to ourselves, that's great that the board did that, but, you know, in the future, a different board could be there and make a different decision. So probably to sort of codify this, it was our recommendation in sustainability to bring a motion to the conference to have this be approved by the conference so that it could stick like that. So that's how this came to be.
Okay, so this is new. When it has got its black dress on and it's going to work, what are you going to call this?
Call, what do you mean?
Well, proposal 7.
That's a great question. That's like almost like an archives questions. What's going to be the numbering system? I don't quite know yet.
There,
I mean,
okay. with these proposals, there is a lot of administrative language, and it is easy for me particularly to just like tune out because it. So what we need is kind of a manga name for this, maybe even little cartoon characters. so it's a little bit easier, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
VA092, Charlie.
Sadly, the people asked for manga and you get me. But anyway, I just want to tack on a little bit of the extra history on this. This has been talked about a lot. I believe in February, Josh and I gave a presentation and we actually asked, do people agree with this idea that the conference should vote on things that relate to conference procedure? And it was something like 90-odd% of the people raised their hands yes. Then in May, there was a ballot proposal specifically about ballot prep only. And I just took a look at the minutes from that. That got like a 92%. So the conference has been really strongly in support of this idea. Don't change rules that affect our world without asking us first, as far as how the conference goes. What this will do is, I don't know if we need to include the ballot prep that's already been done, but by the time the policy gets rewritten, it will note that any changes to the ballot prep process or to conference processes aren't final unless the conference approves it. And I think between the two, we'll be able to pass.
Okay. Thank you, Charlie. Time is up, Charlie. Okay. So I just want to open it up to anyone that hasn't spoken yet. If you haven't spoken, I'm just going to take a minute to give you a chance to raise your hand. And can either make a comment or ask a question. Anyone that hasn't, just got a little bit of time. Okay. Now we got CA044, Bill.
Yes, while my group is in favor of generally of this item, we've noted that in the OPPM, the term ABC is used about 182 times. So it's moved, it's scattered all out throughout the OPPM, and it even is in the section with the annual World Convention, which is now a separate entity. So I'm a little hesitant to support this without more information. Like, I would like to see what areas in the OPPM is being included and what is not being included in this motion. Would create some clarity for me. Thank you.
Okay. I speak to that directly. I know it's not my role, but
No, you can't. You can't speak to it directly, but I can have Josh speak to it because I'm sure he can speak to it.
Well, I have no idea what Mary Jo is about to say. She's a member of the committee. I think it would be useful to hear what she has to say. I also have my hand raised to speak as a delegate, not as a presenter. I have an opinion as a delegate. So if we want to let Mary Jo go, I think that'd be a great idea, but not my call.
No, but Mary, you can put it into the point of info. You can put it in that way. Okay, and then Josh, go ahead. You're speaking as a delegate.
Yeah, thank you. I like I about this motion. I like the intent, but there's been something in practice that I've seen happen in committee discussions that I think is important for people to be aware of. Which is that it's sort of the letter versus the spirit kind of thing. The letter says conference related procedures in the OPPM, but it's also been acknowledged that there are some procedures related to the conference that are not currently in the OPPM. And I've heard the argument made, well, they're conference procedures, but they're not in the OPPM, therefore they're not covered. And I feel like that's not the spirit with which this was made. So I personally would support some alternate language to make this just related to conference procedure, not just conference procedure in the OPPM. Also, everyone keep in mind, lurking in the background is the breaking out in the conference procedure.
Josh, your time is up. Josh, your time is up as a delegate. Okay. Anyone else that would like to raise their hand that hasn't spoken? We have a point of information.
My point of information says section 15, appendix 8. And that's all I know. Does that help? I guess I'd have to look that up and read that.
Yes, it's those sections. Yes. Okay, that's the set section. Okay, anyone like or
you're breaking up again.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Are you guys able, you can hear me better now? But it sounds like we have no hands raised, so we'll go ahead and take it.
And she's gone.
Can you hear me now?
In and out.
Mostly, and we no. didn't hear what you were asking about hands raised for.
Oh, can we take it? We can go ahead and take it to a vote since there's no hand raise.
Oh, that's easy.
Okay, I've got the vote ready. And I'm going to be starting it right now. Okay, so that's time. I'm going to stop the vote. Okay, so I'm going to bring up the results. And I'm going to go ahead and, I'm going to make my screen a little bigger. Hold on. And now I'm going to share my screen. Okay, so we had 51 votes tallied, one abstention. I am in favor of this motion as presented, and when it sent to worldwide online voting, 33 votes, and it did break the 60%. So that's going to go to worldwide online voting. Thanks.
Thank you. It'll go to worldwide online voting. Thank you, everyone, for your patience. And thank you, Josh, for presenting us at the last minute. And I'll pass it over to Marcus.
Okay, thank you.